Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everybody, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your enemies. This is an important show with an important cause to get behind. You are listening to Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here, the one and only, except no substitutions. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and on the other side of this line is Organic OK.
Hello, this is comedian Organic OK. Everyone, I hope you're doing well. Hope you're taking the actual appropriate, you know, we call it preparations you need to be successful in your life.
All right. Now, this show is brought to you by him. Check out a singer called Maya Harrison out there. Boy, she got stories. So check her out. Now, basically, here's the long story short. You found me. You discovered me from McKinleyville, California. And you basically brought me on board to do all this, this world crusade. You brought me aboard for that. You got a hold of me. You led me on to this and whatever. We've been traveling everywhere, go nonstop, whatever. We've been all over. But just as we went back to L.A. at one point, a place I grew to hate really. We spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. before that, and now here we're headed to Centerville, Virginia, I think that's what it's called. What a strange, I always thought it was a strange name for a town. Remember, what happened when I asked you why is it called that?
One of the things I think that we have to be clear about, when you start to be more aware of what people become so emotional and very, you know, annoyed when people talk about their town, or city, whatever's going on with it, right? So what I'm saying to you is you got to look into more of what you're saying. I mean, you can say what you want to say. It's your choice. But when people run into you in these places, they're going to eventually address things you say. Let's be honest about that. People want to address these things. And people say this all the time. They don't care. They don't care up until the person addressed it. So, you know, think about where you're from, McKinleyville. There's a lot of things going on there people wouldn't like. You know, and people can tell you what their experience as being a native of the place and what they don't have to deal with. But someone just trying to, you know, move through and just trying to, you know, enjoy their day, you know, it can be a totally different experience based on the people that you come across and how they kind of, you know, interact with you in the way that they own. It's like, you don't own this planet. And that's what some people do. They come across to you and you're not bothering. You see a person and you're trying to have a good time or just whatever. And they throw all this toxic energy at you, cross-contaminated spirits. And it's like, you know, and that's what you deal with sometimes, going to different towns, different cities. And, you know, when people make these movies and programs, it's not by accident they're saying these things about these towns. People want to sit there and try to undermine, say, well, my town got this rap. Man, stop playing. You know, people don't get this mini reputation at times just because they don't do nothing. Come on now. So now, Feces, what's going on today? Can you give the people just a little insight of what's going on today?
Well, Matt, this already happened. I'm talking about what was going on during my world tour with you and all that. What happened with that?
Okay, get to the point then. They don't know all this. Come on. They don't know all
the same
this.
Thing to you.
You're talking like they know already. Come on.
All right. I found this basically much about Centerville, California, Virginia. Centerville, Virginia.
Is this the detention room of artistic ability? What's going on? If they're giving an old born ass testimony, like you sitting here, you know, I don't really want to do it.
Sandy, who is, we showed up there. Now, this town was not that far from Washington, D.C. They called it Centerville because at the center of something, it looked like it really was. Looked around all and I noticed something. It seemed a lot less congested than cities like Washington City or L.A. I mean, even in McKinleyville, California, we have a high crime problem.
You don't know enough about these cities as you interact with these cities to make that kind of call. You know what I mean? So just to call out these cities about, oh, the crime and this, it's the crime of this. I mean, man, that's a very, you know what I mean? It's a lot of cities got crime. What are you doing to resolve it? Are you helping the people? What are you doing to help the people?
Well, I am helping the people, yeah. Like you said, go over there and pick up trash. And I noticed there was a lot less of that. I picked up here, picked a little bit of the litter there, a little bit of litter there, all and all that. But like you said, even that wasn't enough. You got to help these people in more ways than one.
That little nickpicking trash. I was seeing people that are supposed to be elegant and maybe picking up trash. I'd be like, man, I never seen someone ignore picking up trash. Like the trash is like, people will be out there. Some people pick up trash. They be having a little fanny pouch on and picking up the trash, and they be just sitting there, you know, picking the trash. You're like, man.
So anywho, wow, that was a waste of oxygen. So anywho,
what you said is so important.
Stop with the interruption.
You really sound like the person I'm talking about. That's the crazy part.
Anywho, after I was basically done I sat down and just talk with the people that were on the street. Listen to their story. Because that's really what matters more than anything in a lot of ways. There's a lot of garbage and litter. Maybe it's mostly just unsettling. Maybe it's not all that toxic with the environment. It's not unless it's, you know, waste or sludge or chemical battery acid and whatnot. Or oil being dumped into storm drains and whatever. But the truth is, I mean this, the truth is, these people who are thrown out there, like all that trash with litter, this is the biggest, worst kind of pollution there is. That's the problem. I talked to this woman. She gave me her name, but I respect her. I'm not going to reveal it on the air. But we got to know each other. I told them who I was. I told them they called me DJ Butterfly Feces. I told them about the whole way that I was taken, plucked from McKinleyville for this whole crusade, that I was going around with you, heal the homeless, help the vagabonds. That's what I like to call them, vagabonds. I like the term wino. I think a wino is a guy who drinks a lot of cheap beer, you know? Anywho. Now, this is a woman. She had a lot of tattoos and body piercings on her. She said she basically used to live in Washington, D.C. She went over here because it was nicer.
Come on, sir. Is there any way you can make this show sound like somebody want to listen to it?
Anywho, tell me her story. How'd she wind up on the street? She told me she basically had a real job. She had her own little place, whatever, and she lost everything. She lost all of it because she didn't get a huge salary increase, raise, and whatever. She had a job that was dead-end, and basically she had been on that street. She had basically been condemned there, and she was surviving. She liked to think of it as an adventure for her. An adventure. She was on the street. She was on the street. She was cast on the street.
If this don't seem to become any more boring, I would think I'd be locked in a twilight zone of a miserable dream.
I could feel romance developing. I've still been feeling for her. I admired her. She was surviving here on the street. She was making it work. She really was. She dang well was. I mean, she told me about how she struggled to get by, how basically she went to the park person, whatever, made her own campfire. How she got to know who the rest of the people there were homeless like she was.
Hey, Feces. Hey, this is Community Organic, okay? I will be stepping out. I'll be tuning in next week. But Feces, you take care now, okay? Keep up the story. Hopefully,
right.
you won't be a funeral for the line.
What? Well, I guess none of anything you say is going to make sense. All right. Okay, here it was. As soon as I got done basically picking up all the trash, garbage, I noticed there was less garbage than they had basically in the major cities. They had less garbage here. It was nicer, it was cleaner, it was safer. Centerville was an all right place. But they still had homeless problems. They still had all that noise, all that jazz, all that what have you. Something needed to be done. The truth is, I really felt like I wanted to do more. When I heard how she survived, she basically spent a lot of time at the park. She basically went and cleaned herself in public bathrooms, even using a lot of toilet paper to help her when she had her monthly, you know. It's harder for a woman to be homeless. It's harder. It's way harder. But I realized that I could do something. I wondered if I could live like this. She was having an adventure here on the street, getting by. I told about all the things that I had done. She thought it was heroic. I was about to invite her personally on the trip that we were on, this one that Organic had himself designated. But wasn't going to keep inviting everybody, me on the street, to come with us? It was his money. He didn't want to know that he had money they'd asked him for. He didn't want to have to take care of everybody. He took care of a few people. We picked up a few people along the way, but we can't afford to just keep trying to bring everybody along. Dang. That was a thing. It was the worst, because I was going to like her. I thought she was pretty in her own way. I admire her fire, adventurous survival spirit. I admired her. I looked up to her. I thought she was kind of special. She was something, really something. And I basically told her I was trying to get, you know, more of those housing pods, something basically built, this invention to make sure that basically nobody was without a roof and four walls around them. A place for everybody to stay. Everybody should be sheltered. That was the thing. I don't know what to do. Truth is, I don't know. I basically just wanted to be with her. But how could I invite her? How could I basically keep her to stay? How could I do that? How could I? It seems like it's too much. I was trying to basically get to know all of them, hear all their stories. Not all of them were friendly. A lot of them were basically made a point of being defensive, of, you know, being overly protective of themselves. I understood. They all knew they knew each other, but I guess this isn't really a what you'd call environment where everybody can afford to trust anybody. Everybody can afford to trust everybody else. It's a dang something or other. I'm in it. The truth is, we all kind of need to know each other first. We're not all in the same boat. It's 7:45 here on the program. The clip of the microphone here with DJ Butterfly. Please call in. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I try to spend some time with her. I watched her go through a routine. I tried to help her do all of it. I told her that I thought she was special in this. I wish I could stay with her. I think she was taken aback. She wasn't really like, oh, man, what did I just do? I basically had told this woman I had feelings for her, and then now there was this discomfort, awkwardness in the air. What was I to do?
I don't know.
Basically,
I said, I'll give you a privacy not to see me.
And I walked away. I walked away. Went back to the hotel we were all staying at. I told Organic what had happened. And they told me, dude, this woman's on the street. You don't even know when you just have to tell me, tell her you love her already. She wished you were with her. Do you think you could stay with her?
I don't know. I wish I could. She was special. There was something about her. She was a girl who had some fire in her. So impressive the way she really built a life for herself here. She really, really did. On the street, even.
It was something. It was something.
It was something really special. Likes of which this world has never seen.
No. I'm being a little dramatic. There's a lot of people out there on the street who, you know, they really made a way for themselves. But what was I going to do? I mean, just tell her I want to be with you, marry you. Just basically. I decided to get back to the situation at hand. Pick up some more garbage and talk to more homeless people. Ask them what their story was. What did they do? How did they get by out here? I talk about the horrors I saw in other towns. In L.A., where they've especially declared war on the homeless. The bigger the city, the worse the homeless problem, the worse they were to the homeless, the more awful it was. The numbers were growing quite rapidly. It was terrifying. Something had to be done, but what?
I don't know what to do.
It was something. Was something. I don't know. I basically thought, I like this town. I like a lot about it. But, of course, we're not going to stay, are we? Are we? It was basically some kind of a wash. I was so embarrassed I told her how I felt. I wish I hadn't. What about trying to find her and basically make peace and whatever? I did. I went over to her. I said hello. I asked her how you doing. She seemed nervous and uneasy. I said, look, I'm going to be going soon. We're going to move on and help other places or whatever. She said, that's nice. Hope you guys succeed. I said, I hope you do too. I hope you continue to flourish. I was trying really hard. I don't know. I was trying to do something with my life here. I wanted to basically help everybody, but how much good were we really doing? We pick up garbage, more garbage out there tomorrow. Try to help the homeless, try to get in there. The numbers still seem to climb and climb. How much good were we doing?
I like to think we were helping, but I think one of the reasons that we're not people, how many of you are getting involved? How many of you are getting behind all this? How many? How many?
Things are only going to get worse unless we all get together, roll up our sleeves, and be willing to make things better.
Something has to be done now. Maybe sooner.
Me personally, I took one last look and lay of the land. I liked all of it. It's a lot of special things that happened. Not for us, but something special happened. And I knew in the future, I really need to know a little bit more about a woman person I declare, and I got feelings for you. the person declares themselves to you. It's usually it's not always the person you want to. In a way, I was so angry at her for reacting so negatively to me saying that because I remember thinking, you know, she's a woman on the street, and a guy just told me he admires her for surviving. Why'd you have to take it the wrong way? But I get it. Whatever. Wondered how we could basically build housing pods, something or other, just something to give these people a place to stay. It's like an organic about that. We need to shelter. Something has to be done. The people need to be helped. And this problem only seems to be getting worse.
We need to do something. I encourage you, I implore you, out to everybody who might be listening to this, get involved. Do something. Something's got to help the homeless problem. Something.
I don't know. Organic said, okay, well, everybody, just take a shower real quick before we basically head off again.
We all did. We all showered. Not together. Understand something. We all took turns. We're in a hotel.
And after it was over, all I could think about was what I'd done wrong. I couldn't help but reminisce and think about what had happened if she basically had taken kindly to the fact that I said I felt something for her. What if she had responded, reciprocated? Well, she felt the same way. What's wrong with me? I mean, look, she's on the street herself. I mean, what does she think? Is she still expecting a Prince Charming on a horse to come riding on through there and basically get her down on bended knee and declare himself to her? He's going to take her to his castle, whisk her away from the poor life she's living? Does he really expect that? Does she expect that? Does she really truly expect that? Maybe she did. Every woman dreams about a guy with what you call a je ne sais quoi coming on to her. A woman basically just fantasizes that a gorgeous guy basically has standards when she thinks about it in that way. He's coming along. He's rich. Gorgeous, and he gives off a vibe. They all expect it to work out that way. No matter what they look like or what they're like. Sometimes they just want sex because the pressure down there builds up too much. You just need a release. Dang. I said, look, I don't look at this as a thing. We did some good in Centerville. Some real good. Dang it all, I helped. I did wonders.
Like, dude, stop paying yourself on the back. Still upset that woman rejected you?
I didn't ask her to be with me.
What did you do if she had?
I don't know. Something. Dude, you're going around the world doing all this work. There's no time for you to stay in one place. Remember, you had some romances. They didn't last long. You know why? Because you had to go. Because we got to go. I couldn't stop wishing that I hadn't told her anything. And I also couldn't stop thinking, what would happen if I had? And she said, I couldn't stop. I don't get involved too much with this, but finding someone homeless on the street and just coming to a romance building on that, it can happen. Don't you think so? Call in. Let me know what you think. I'm here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. In the end, I wanted to basically say, Centerville, I came here to help you, and I did it. Okay? I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I should do. I don't know. I'm okay.
yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, I wasn't in love with her, but I thought maybe someday I would be. I felt something. She has to feel the same. I don't know what to do. Oh, forget it. We're going to the next town, aren't we?
That's right.
We're going to the next town.
Oh, by the way, I told some of the guys about it. Look, why don't you have to tell everybody else about this?
You're the one telling everybody else about it.
Yeah, I mean, I realized something that happens.
Don't tell me you never had feelings of somebody who never would have feelings, guys. You know what? Like you said, wasn't going to work out. Dang it, I was messed up.
No, it's okay. All right. We have a mission.
Yeah, we do. We left that town. I didn't look back. Wherever she is, I don't hate her, man. I don't hate her for not, because I know that basically she's still fighting to survive. Who knows? Maybe the right guy will come along for her. I like to think love is in the cards for me, too. I don't know. I guess it was amazing watching those people having to survive wherever they go, scraping by, being thrown out like so much trash, left to litter the street, these obsolete people. Thank you all for listening. You've been listening. Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. Our show is at an end. All right. Now, please, tune in next week for the next exciting chapter. Maybe it'll just be me hosting. I don't know. It's a possibility. Hey, tune in. Listen sharp. Listen well. This is a cause we'll need to get behind. We only get behind all this. Please, pick up your car, bitch. Clean up your community. So, help the homeless. We all need to roll up our sleeves and do something if this is going to work. Make sure no one has to live like that. It doesn't have to be this way. We can do something. We all get together and do it. Thank you, and good night.